Today's Amud is Megillah Yod Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah all the way at the bottom of Tesama Beis. So this Mishnah is really a hemshech of the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that Ein Bein Bama Gedoyla LeBama Ketana El Psachim. We mentioned the idea of a Bama Gedoyla and a Bama Ketana. So just to chazer over quickly the concept of a Bama Gedoyla and a Bama Ketana. So we said that once Klal Yisrael, once we had the Beis HaMikdash, so then there's an Isser, the Torah says you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. Carbonis could only be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. However, before we had the Beis HaMikdash, when all we had was the Mishkan, so there were different times where it was mutter for a person, for an individual, to bring a carbon even outside the Mishkan. That was called a Bama Ketana, whereas the Mizbeach that was inside the Mishkan, that was known as a Bama Gedoyla. And there were different times where there was a heter to bring a carbon, certain types of carbonis we mentioned, on a Bama Ketana. However, we mentioned that when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Shiloh was like a makim kavua for the Mishkan. The Mishkan stayed in Shiloh for 369 years. It was there for a tremendously long time. So when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, that was almost like a mini Beis HaMikdash. There was no heter to build to make your own Bama Ketana and to bring a carbon. During the time that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, so you were only allowed to bring a carbon inside the Mishkan. So now says the Mishnah that Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim, now that we just mentioned that Shiloh was like this mini Yerushalayim, and the Mishkan that was in Shiloh was like a mini Beis HaMikdash, says the Mishnah that there's no difference between the city of Shiloh, again, the Mishkan was inside of Shiloh, the Mishkan was only a small portion of Shiloh. They have a city today that they claim in Eretz Yisrael to be Shiloh. They have different evidence to prove and to show exactly where the Makom HaMishkan was. I actually went there one time on the Bein HaZmanim. Highly recommended Bein HaZmanim trip. Assuming they're right, so it's very, very geshmak. You have them, they have a, like a square where they assume is the Makom where the Mishkan actually stood. So the Mishkan is just really though a small portion of the city of Shiloh. So anyway, so the Mishkan is like, to Shiloh, what the Beis HaMikdash was to Yerushalayim, and the reverse as well. Shiloh is like to the Mishkan, like Yerushalayim is to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Mishnah regarding the cities themselves, that Ein Bein Shiloh the Yerushalayim, Ela Shebeshiloh Eichlin Kachim Kalim Umayser Sheni Bechol Haraya. Since Shiloh was like, we said, it was like Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, so just like when it comes to Yerushalayim, the halacha is that you could eat Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni throughout, inside the walls of Yerushalayim, so Shiloh as well, throughout the entire city of Shiloh, even outside the Mishkan itself, throughout the entire city of Shiloh, you were allowed to eat Kachim Kalim, and you were allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. However, Shiloh had an additional kula. Shiloh, it didn't just have to be that you were inside the city of Shiloh, as long as you were even in a place where you could see the Mishkan, where you could not, or see the city of Shiloh, that was enough that you were allowed to eat the Kachim Kalim and the Meiser Sheni, even just Haraya. Either Haraya the Mishkan or Haraya the city of Shiloh, that was enough that you were in a place that you were allowed to eat Kachim Kalim and Meiser Sheni. Whereas, says the Mishnah, Ubi Yerushalayim, when it came to Yerushalayim, so then Lefnim Menachoyma, so then you were only able to eat the Kachim Kalim or the Meiser Sheni if you were within the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim. Or then it was just the city of Yerushalayim. But if you were in Mea Shearim, if you were outside the walls of Yerushalayim, even if it's a place where you're a Raya, where you, from there you could see Yerushalayim. You read Megillah on Tasvav, right? You're a Raya. Even if you're a Raya, that's not enough when it comes to these halachas. Only in Shiloh that was enough, but in Yerushalayim that's not enough. Ukan v'kan, in both places, both in Shiloh and in Yerushalayim, so kachim kachim nechalim lefnim menakilayim. So the din by kachim kachim is that you're only allowed to eat it within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. That halacha applied to Shiloh as well. You were only able to eat kachim kachim if you were within the walls of the Mishkan. That with regards to that, the halachas are the same. And says the Mishnah, another difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is that Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Acharah Heter. When the Mishkan was ultimately destroyed after 369 years, like we said, when the Mishkan was ultimately destroyed, so there was a Heter again, a Heter Bamais, there was a Heter to make your own Bama Ketana and to bring the certain Karbanis that we mentioned previously, to bring those Karbanis on this Bama Ketana. It wasn't like once Shiloh came, so now the Heter of Bamais went away completely. Once Shiloh was destroyed, so then the Heter came back for a Bama Ketana, whereas Ukedushas Yerushalayim ein acharei a Heter. Whereas once we had the Beis HaMikdash, and then there was no more Heter to make a car, to offer a carbon on the Bama Ketana, that Heter never came back. Once we had Yerushalayim, that was like the ultimate, once we had the Beis HaMikdash, and even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the way we're going to see in the Gemara, is that the Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaitu Kitcha L'Asid Lavai. The Kedusha of the Mikdash never went away. The Kedusha is still there. And Mamela, you're not allowed to bring a carbon in any other place but there. Only in Yerushalayim. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas by Shiloh, once the Mishkan was destroyed, so then you had a Heter once again, the Kedusha went away, and you had a Heter to build a Bama wherever you so choose. Says the Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemati Shemakrivim Bebeis Chayniyai Bezman Hazat. So now this seems to be not like our Mishnah, as the Gemara will explain shortly, that says Rabbi Yitzchak, I heard from my Rebbeim, Shemakrivim Bebeis Chayniyai Bezman Hazat, that you're allowed to bring Karbanos even nowadays, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Even outside the Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there is a Heter to bring Karbanos elsewhere. The specific place that Rabbi Yitzchak quoted was Beis Chaniyai. What's the Chiddush of Beis Chaniyai? So this is a story, if you look in Menachos and Daf Kuf Tes for some of the story, a very interesting story. Basically what happened was is that Shimon HaTzadik, we know Shimon HaTzadik was the first Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash. We had a sugya about it in Yuma. So Shimon HaTzadik was the first Kohen Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash, and Shimon HaTzadik had two sons. The older son was Shimi, and the younger son was Chaniyai. So the older son was Shimi, so Shimi assumed that once Shimon HaTzadik was gonna be Nifter, so Shimi assumed he was gonna take over his role as Kohen Gadol. He's the Bechar, he's the oldest son, and so of course he's gonna become Kohen Gadol next. That was always the assumption throughout their lives. However, as Shimon HaTzadik's death was approaching, so he approached Chaniyai, and he told Chaniyai that even though he was the younger son, Shimi apparently was not very much of a Talmud Chacham, he wasn't very learned, he didn't know very well the Avodah, and therefore Shimon HaTzadik told the younger son, he told Chaniyai, I want you to be the Kohen Gadol after my death. So, that's what he told Chaniyai. Lamaisa Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, and Chaniyai was a little bit nervous. He was a little bit nervous to take the position. He was nervous that Shimi was going to get very jealous and get very upset at him. So Chaniyai told Shimi, you know what, you could be the Kohen Gadol. He passed on the honor to Shimi. Lamaisa, once Shimi got the honor, and Chaniyai saw that Shimi was getting different kibudim, perhaps, he saw what was going on. He saw Shimi, you know, trying on the latest Kohen Gadol, Shmeina Begadim, and you know, he took Chaniyai with him. How does this look? You think it fits me right? You know, so Chaniyai started getting very jealous. He sees Shimi getting all excited for his new role and getting all the honor, and Chaniyai started getting very jealous. So Chaniyai had a plan. He wanted to get the position back. So what he did is that he told Shimi, because again, Shimi wasn't very well learned. So Chaniyai told Shimi that there's a minhag though. I know you're trying on the Shemayna Begadim, but you should know when you show up to work on the first day in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's actually a minhag that the Kohen Gadol wears his wife's dress to the Beis HaMikdash on the first day. Now, interesting Eitzah. That's what he told Shimi. He said you should go get your wife's dress, and you should go to the Beis HaMikdash, show up on the first day of work wearing your wife's dress, and believe it or not, Shimi completely fell for it. And Shimi borrows his wife's finest dress. And Shimi shows up to the Beis HaMikdash on the first day wearing his wife's dress. And Chaniyai was all prepared. Chaniyai told all the Kehanim, come, let's all go together. Let's go greet Shimi. Let's go meet the new Kohen Gadol. And they all come and they see Shimi wearing a woman's dress. And they all start getting very upset. The Kehanim are upset. What is this, Bezayin? So they all start going. They're ready to strangle Shimi. And Shimi screams out, Chaniyai told told me to do this. It's Chania's fault. So they say, then they believe Shimi. They say, oh, wait a second. Chania is the one who caused this whole bizayon. So they start chasing after Chania. Chania runs for his life. He runs all the way to Alexandria. He runs all the way to Egypt. And there, he escapes from those who are trying to take away his life. While there in Egypt, he had again this, maybe you could call it jealousy, whatever it is, this desire to serve as a Kohen Gadol, he actually built his own mini Beis HaMikdash in Egypt. He built his own Mizbeach in Egypt, and it was there in Egypt that he brought Karbanes that he had, and the Jews in Egypt, they accepted him, and they had this mini Beis HaMikdash. Now there's a machlaikis, is the Beis Chaniyai, is that Beis HaMikdash that Chaniyai built, is it a Beis HaVodah Zarah, or was he serving Hashem? That's a machlaikis. So now that's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yitzchak's line. It's twofold. First of all, he's telling us, not like our Mishnah, he's telling us that once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so Bizman is there, you are allowed to bring Karbanos even outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're allowed to bring Karbanos in Beis Chaniyai. And the second Chiddush that you see from this line is also that clearly Rabbi Yitzchak held that Beis Chaniyai is not considered a Beis HaVodah Zarah. If it was a Beis HaVodah Zarah, you wouldn't be allowed to bring Karbanis there. You see, obviously Rabbi Yitzchak held that Beis Chaniyai is not a Beis HaVodah Zarah. So that's what the Gemara points out, that Kesavar, you see from here that Rabbi Yitzchak held that Beis Chaniyai lav Beis HaVodah Zarah. The number one, that Beis Chaniyai is not a Beis HaVodah Zarah. And also, the Kesavar, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Uloi Kitcha L'Asid Lavai. You see that the Kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash had originally is not something which stays automatically. Once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so the Kedusha goes away. It's V'loi Kitcha L'Asid Lavai. It's not automatically sanctified forever, which means that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so the Kedusha went away as well. Once the Kedusha went away, so now you're allowed to bring Karbanos even in other places. And what was his Makar? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, it's a pasuk regarding the heter bamais. It says that you could bring a carbon on the bama, kiloi basem ad ata ela menucha ve'ela nachla. That you're allowed to make your own bama ketana because you haven't yet arrived at the menucha and to the nachla. So now menucha zu shiloi and nachla zu yushalayim. Menucha is a reference to the Mishkan, more specifically when it was in Shiloi. And nachla, which is, I guess is a lashon, it sounds like it's more kavua, that's referring to Yerushalayim, is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So now from the fact that the Pasuk links together the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim to Shiloi, so Makish Nachla L'Menucha. We can make a Hekesh between the two, and we could say that Ma Menucha Yesh Achareha Heter Af Nachla Yesh Achareha Heter. Just like when it came to Menucha, when it came to the Mishkan Shiloi, so after the Mishkan was destroyed, there was a Heter Bamais that returned, so to the Nachla, once the Nachla is destroyed, so the Heter of Bamais returns. That was Rabbi Yitzchak's Rasha, and therefore he said you're allowed to bring Karbanes and Beis Chaniyai Bezman Hazeh. So now Amrulay, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yitzchak, they said to him, is that really true? You're telling me that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, that it went away? Amrit, did you really say that? Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Yitzchak says to his Talmidim, lie! No, you're right, I never said such a thing. So Amar Rava says, wait one second. Like him, I swear, Amara, you did say it, and not only did you say it, the Gamir Nalamine, I myself heard it from you. You can't deny it. I heard you say it. You did say it. Umay Taimaka Hadarbe, and why is it that you're being Chayzer? Why are you backing down? I know why you're backing down. Mishum Kasha, the Rav Murray, you're backing down because you were bothered by the Kasha that Rav Murray asked on your statement. Demaisiv Rav Murray asked, then how could you tell me that the Kedusha went away? But the Mishnah says, our Mishnah, it says, the Kedusha Shilo Yesh Acharei Heter, Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Acharei Heter. It says straight out in the Mishnah that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim did not go away. And therefore, even though when it comes to Shiloh, there is a Heter of Bamais once the Mishkan is destroyed, but when it comes to Yerushalayim, there's no Heter, because the Kedusha is still there in Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to bring Karbanes elsewhere. That's why you back down. I know exactly why you back down. You back down because you thought that there's a kasha on you from our Mishnah. However, says Rava, and says Rava Va'aitanan, and there's also another Mishnah which seems to be saying not like you, because the Mishnah says like this. It says that Misha Bayu Yerushalayim, it says that when they came to Yerushalayim, so Nesru HaBamais, so the Bamais became Aser, V'lo Hayo Lehem Oid Heter, V'hi Haisal Anachla, and there was no more Heter of a Bama, because there was only Yerushalayim, that was the Nachla, and there's no more Heter of Bamais, so you had these two Mishnayas that seem to suggest that Kedusha Rishayna was Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asilavai, that the Kedusha did not go away, not like what you're saying, and that's why you backed off. However, says Rava, that that's not a reason to back off. What you heard from your Rebbeim is true. Ah, the Mishnah and the two Mishnai seem to be saying not like your Rebbeim. Yeah, it's a Tanahi. It's a Machlaikas Tanayim. So there's no reason to retract the statement. It's just simply a Machlaikas. Whether or not the Kedusha of Yerushalayim goes away once we have a Charban, that's subject to a Machlaikas Tanayim. What's the Machlaikas? The Tanya Amr Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that Shamati, I heard from my Rebbeim, that Kishahayu Bainin Behecha, Bimei Ezra, Bisman the second base of Mikdash, when they were building the Heichal, so Asu Kalayim Leheichda, Bach switches the word to Asu. So Asu, they made Asu Kalayim Leheichal Uklayim LaAzara. So they made temporary walls for the Heichal and temporary walls for the Azara. They were middle of building the walls. So there were no yet wall, there weren't yet walls surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, surrounding the Azara, and wasn't a wall around the Heichal. So therefore, they put up temporary curtains. Ella, there was a slight difference between the two, Shebeheichal Bainin Mibachutz, when it came to the Heichal, so being that you can't be inside the Heichal, that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is, you can't be from the inside, so therefore, when it came to the Heichal, Bainin Mibachutz, they built it from outside, and Uba Azara, Bainin Mibafnim. And when it came to the Azara, so the wall around the Azara, you're allowed to be in the Azara, so they built the wall from the inside, that was the only difference. But by both of them, they made these temporary walls. So now, we'll see soon, seemingly the reason for that is because in order for there to be Kedusha, it has to be that the walls are standing. If it's destroyed, there's no Kedusha. The Kedusha goes away. Like Rabbi Yitzchak said, that the Kedusha is not permanent. Once it's destroyed, so then there's no Kedusha. However, Vam Rabbi Yeshua said that Shamati Shemakriven Afopi Sheim Bayis. No, I heard that you're allowed to bring Karbanos in Yerushalayim nowadays, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha did not go away. The Kedusha is still there, and you could still bring Karbanos there. And I also heard that for the same reason, Eichlin Kachi Kachim, Afa Pishain Kalayim, that you're allowed to eat Kachi Kachim within the area of the Azara, even though there's no walls, and Kachi Kalim and Meiser Sheni, Afa Pishain Chayimah, and you could eat Kachi Kalim and Meiser Sheni within the city of Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall around Yerushalayim. The reason for all of this is, Mipnei Shekedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita U'Kitcha L'Asilava, the Kedusha is still there, the Kedusha didn't go away, and therefore, nothing changes in terms of halacha. You could do all the things you were able to do previously. But what do you see from here? Miklal, it's mashma that it's Rabbi Yeshua who holds that the Kedusha stays. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar, like it shall asilavai. But Rabbi Eliezer held that the Kedusha is not permanent. And that's gufa why they had to build these temporary walls. They had to build these curtains so that there should be walls. Because if there's no walls, if it's destroyed, so then there's no Kedusha. So you see, it's a machlaikas tanayim, and therefore there was no reason for Rabbi Yitzchak to back down from his statement. However, says the Gemara, you don't have a raya from this machlekes that there's a machlekes tanayim about kitcha rishani, kitcha l'shaita, v'kitcha l'asalavai. Amar lei, they said to him, Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, mimai, that who says that that's the machlekes over here? Dilma de kuliyama kedusha rishani, kitcha l'shaita, v'kitcha l'asalavai. It could be everybody holds, like Rabbi Yeshua. Everybody holds that the kedusha, once it's there to stay, and it doesn't go away. Not like Rabbi Yitzchak said in the beginning of the Gemara. Everybody holds that the Kedusha remains. That's not the Machlaikas over here. Rather, what's the Machlaikas? Says the Gemara, Umar Maideshmiel Leikamar. Umar Maideshmiel Leikamar. They're not having a halachic Machlaikas over here. They're just saying over different things that they heard from the Rebbeim. They weren't saying, Rabbi Yeshua wasn't saying against Rabbi Eliezer. He was just saying something else that he heard from his Rebbeim. It's not a Machlaikas. They both hold that the Kedusha is there to to stay. It's not a machlaikis. They were just both quoting different things that they heard from their Rebbeim. V'chitema, maybe you'll ask, but if so, if Rabbi Eliezer really holds that the Kedusha is there to stay and it doesn't go away even when it's destroyed, so then Kalayim L'Rabbi Eliezer Lamali, so why were they building these curtains? What was the need to have these temporary walls? I'll tell you, it's Tzniusa Ba'alma. It was just Pashat for Tznius. It wasn't respectful to have it, that the Beis HaMikdash should be open, that the Heichal should be open. So even while they were building it, they put up these temporary walls, they put up these curtains. But it's not because of any halachic need, it was just for Tznius purposes. So Ella says the Gemara, it's still a Machlaikas Tanayim, but it's not from there. Elahani Tanay, it's a Machlaikas, we see that there's a Machlaikas about whether or not the Kedusha stays or goes away from the following Tanayim. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yaisi. So this name is going to be important, as we'll see soon, that the Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yaisi said that Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu. Why is it that the Chachamim mentioned, counted these? Rashi explains, we're referring to a Mishnah in the last parak of Erechin. Over there, the Mishnah lists 9 walled cities that were walled cities Mimei Yeshua Ben Nun. And the Nafkamina over there is, it's discussing the halachas of Batei Ari Chaima, of one who sells his house in a walled city. And it lists 9 cities that were walled of Mimais Yeshua. Now we know that there were many more than 9 walled cities. So says Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, why is it that the Mishnah over there lists Dafka these 9 cities that it lists? Shekesha Alu Bnei HaGaila. The reason is because when they went from Bavel, Mimei Ezra, when they went back up Yerushalayim, Matzu Es Elu, Ukitchum, they found these cities, these walled cities, and they sanctified these walled cities to have Kedusha of a walled city, that they're going to have the dinim of walled cities for any sort of halacha that applies to walled cities, such as the halacha of Bati Ari Chaima, of Al Harishainais, but the original walled cities, that they weren't Mekadesh, so Batlu, Misha Batla Haaretz, so the Kedusha of those cities, it went away once the Aretz was destroyed. Mishabat Laha Aretz. So you see, what do you see from here? Alma Kesavar, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, V'loi Kitchel Asilavoy. So we have a Tana Lehedia that says that the Kedusha is not there to stay. This is like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi clearly holds that the Kedusha goes away once the city is destroyed. Now, Uraminu, we had a stira, because here we have it that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi says that Kedusha does not stay. But Uraminu, we have a stira, because we have that Am Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, he said that the Chielu Bilvad Hayu, that says the Braisa, that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi said, was there only these 9 walled cities? V'alai kvar nemar, shishim ir kol chevel arig, uksiv kol eilu arig, betzura ischoimais gevaya. It says we have other psukim, which seems to suggest that there were many more than 9 walled cities. So why does the Tana Dafka list these 9? El Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu. Why is it that the Chachamim mentioned these 9? Shekashalu B'nei HaGaila Matzu Elu V'kitcha. And again, so he says the same line as what he said before, because when Ezra went up to Yerushalayim, so they found these cities and they sanctified them. Ask the Gemara, V'kitchum, he sanctified them. We're going to see soon that Hashta Ha'amri Lights Tzricha L'kedushay. We're going to see in the Seifa of this Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi says that they didn't need to be Mekadesh the cities, because the cities, the Kedusha never went away. The Kedusha is there to stay and it never went away, even Mishabat L'Haaretz. Ella, rather, what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi meant to say is that Matzu Es Elu Umanum, that they didn't count these cities and sanctify them, they already had Kedusha, rather they counted the cities and they just simply counted them. They wanted to make a note of these cities that they're walled to remind people about the halachas that apply to a walled city. While they were in Galus, they didn't have the dinim of Batei Ari Chaima, so they just counted them, not they didn't have to sanctify them. V'loi Elu Bilvan, and in a Chanami, it's not just these cities, Ela Kol Shataila Lecha B'Mesayres B'Yadcha Me'Aveisecha, about any city that you have a Mesayra from your parents, Shemukeves Chaima Mimais Yeshua Benon, that it has a wall from the times of Yeshua, says Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, Kol HaMitzvahs Halalu Noihagin Ba. So then any halacha that applies to a walled city, like Megillah, Megillah, that the Megillah is read on the 15th, the halacha is about the Erechayimah, any sort of halacha that applies to walled cities is going to apply to these cities, even the ones that weren't counted, so to speak. Why? Mipnei shekedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaytu kitchel l'asalavai. Because, says Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, because the kedusha is there to stay, and even after the Aretz was destroyed, the kedusha did not go away. So perfect, now we have it. We were looking for a machlaikas tanayim about this halacha, whether the kedusha is there to stay or whether it goes away. We found the machlaikas. The problem that we have now is that the machlaikas is between Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. So that's like a side issue that we have now, that we have a stira within Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. But we do have a machlaikas. We have two members of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, one saying that the kedusha goes away and one saying that the kedusha is there to stay. The problem is just that it's the same person. So on that, the Gemara suggests two possibilities. Number one, says the Gemara, that trei tanaya libad Rabbi Shmuel. So says the Gemara, kashet Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. We have a stira in Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Number one, trei tanaya libad Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi. It could be it's a machlekes tanayim what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi held. One tana held bedas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, that the kedusha goes away, whereas the second tana held bedas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi, that the kedusha stays. Or, says the Gemara, v'ibayis ema, that ha Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi amara, that one of the members wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rebbe Yaisi, there was a mistake, it's really Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi. D'tanya, and where would we get it from that really is Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi? Because we have a statement like that from Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi. D'tanya, Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi amar, asher lai chayma, afa pisha in lai achshav, v'hayu lai kaidam l'kein. We mentioned this before, that Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi darshened, that we learned from the pasuk, Asher loy chayma. So even though the word in the Torah is lamid vav, that it has a wall, that a walled city has a din of bati ari chayma, but being that you read it loy, which could also be read lamid aleph, that it doesn't have a wall, so we darshan that even though afa pisha in layachshav, even though it lost its wall now, since it used to have a wall, so it still has the din of a walled city. So you see that Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Yaisi is of the opinion that the kedusha does not go away once it was a walled city. It's always a walled city. So that second brisa that we brought, the second memra from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, who said that the kedusha does not go away, that wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, rather that was Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi, and it's a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar whether the kedusha goes away or whether the kedusha stays. Al kapanim. So now we don't have to retract from the memra that Rabbi Yitzchak heard from his rebbeim shemakrivu b'meis chanya v'zman hazeh. Even though it's not like our Mishnah, we know that it's a machlekes tanayim. It's a machlekes tanayim if the kedusha of Yushalayim goes away once Yushalayim is destroyed.